Hello, Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Courtney and I'm calling on a recorded line. How are you doing today, Miss Williams?
I'm okay. Very
Okay.
bad migraine, but I'm okay.
Okay. Are you calling in regards to the Roundup lawsuit for yourself or for a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. And is it Pacetta? How do you say your first name, ma'am?
It's by E to Man of PSI.
Is Pista?
By E to the PSI.
Oh, all right. Thank you so much. Well, Mrs. Williams, you did want to see if you meet the requirements, correct, to participate in the lawsuit?
Great.
Okay. And you don't have an attorney at this time?
No.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm under penalty you haven't sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or signed any documents, correct?
Great.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and ask you some questions.
This
Bear with me, it
is
does take a
on
few
you.
minutes. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, ma'am, but hold
Okay.
on. I'm thinking I'm correct. I sent in a picture of my driver's license and signed some other documents. Is that affiliated with the
Yes, yes.
attorney?
Yeah. No. Yeah,
Okay.
that's why we contacted you. Yes. Okay. And then did you know the subtype of your NHL, Miss Williams? What type of leukemia or lymphoma you have?
Yes, ma'am. It's a throat stage one.
Okay. And then
The lymph nodes.
okay, and then I'm just gonna ask you a couple questions. They are repetitive. I apologize. I'll try to go as fast as I can. What year were you diagnosed, or when were you diagnosed?
2016.
2016. Okay, and do you know what time of date or June, July, like what type of year, month and date?
Man, that was in May.
It was in May. Do you know the date, like around what date it was?
No, ma'am, I can't
Some
even give you a
type.
date.
Okay, beginning of May or end of May? Like around May 1st, May 15th.
Let's begin around May, the beginning of May.
So May 1st, 2016. Does that sound about right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you were living between 2005. Were you spraying Roundup at home or at work?
At home.
Okay, and you were directly affected, right? You were the one spraying it?
Ma'am, me and
Okay.
my mom.
Okay, what's your address that you were spraying the Roundup at?
That was at 11-1107 Lewistown Road. It's spelled Lewistown, and that's in Pine Hill, Alabama,
Okay.
36769.
All right, thank you. If at any time, what was the zip code? Sorry.
36769.
Okay. If any time, Miss Williams, you get disconnected, I'll call you from a 949 number, which is going to be my direct line, and I will be your intake specialist moving forward, okay?
Yes, I am.
Alabama. Okay. All right. So 1107 Lewistown Road, Pine Hill, Alabama, 36769.
That's correct.
All right. And then, all right, hold on 1 second. Do you currently live at this residence at this time?
No, I'm not there right now.
Okay. Okay. And then did you have any friends or family or any other loved ones that were affected by the Roundup that needed help filing a claim?
Yes, ma'am. My mom, but she's deceased now.
Okay, are you the next of kin?
Yes, I'm the only child.
Okay. Let's go ahead and finish your intake, and then if you are able to, we might be able to file a claim for your mom as well, okay? But let's go ahead and do this one first. And she was also directly affected as well. Okay. And you are between the ages of 18 and 79. What's your date of birth?
4/29/1984.
1984.
Correct.
4/29/1984. You did spray Roundup for more than 10 days, correct? And this is your
Correct.
cell phone I'm talking to you on.
Yes.
How many years were you spraying Roundup for?
Oh, we did that for about 5 years.
Okay. And how often were you doing it?
Maybe probably like
Twice a month.
twice a year. Yes, ma'am.
Twice a month. What
Yes.
from twice a month from the months of what? Like, would you say May to like October or September?
May, yes, May, June, July, August, September. So about October.
May, June. Or you think in April you started? Probably April is the beginning of spring. April, May, June, July, August, September, October. So like 7 months out of the year.
Yes.
And so, okay, so about 14 times a year. And you
Yes,
sprayed it
ma'am.
for
We do for
and you sprayed it for 5 years. Okay. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Bear with me. I'm gonna the questions are really repetitive. I apologize. But this
Yes,
just with
ma'am.
it.
Bear with me because it's been a minute, and I
Yeah.
had this written down, but I don't know where I placed
It's
it
fine,
now.
and it's to the best of your knowledge. If you have to like change anything with the attorneys, they'll be contacting you in 48 hours. That's fine. This is just a basic of your intake to get you to start building the case, okay? So it's just to the best of your knowledge. If you don't know something, just say, I don't know, or just, approximate dates or whatever that may be, okay? You are a US
Yes,
resident,
ma'am.
correct?
Great.
Okay, you don't have HIV or autoimmune disease or hepatitis C or hepatitis B?
No.
Okay, do you have any organ transplants?
No.
Epstein-Barr or lupus?
No.
Arthritis, diabetes?
No.
Okay, do you have any cancer other that required chemotherapy other than the NHL?
No, ma'am, none other than that.
Okay, no family history of cancer or anything like that? NHL.
No.
Okay, and then Mrs. William, your first name is PSIETTA. Last name is Williams, WILLIAMS. Did you have a suffix in your name?
No.
Okay, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And then, are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. You're not married. What is your date of birth?
4/29/1984.
Okay. And then can you confirm your social for me?
4/18/19/1801.
4/18/19/1801, correct?
Correct.
Okay. How did you first learn about the connection between the Roundup and your cancer? Was that from your doctor?
Yes, ma'am. Are you talking when I very first heard about? Yes, ma'am. I was getting sick. I had to pass out and was having really bad pains and different stuff, different things going
Okay.
on with me.
Okay. So basically getting sick and going to the doctors is when you found out right away. Okay.
Yes,
And
ma'am.
when was that? Okay, so do you know your do you know was that right when you were like diagnosed at that time in May of 2016?
No, ma'am, it wasn't right then. It was some time afterwards. I thought it was just me going through some
Issues?
issues.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
What when would you say, like just at approximate like idea?
About a year or so later.
A year or so later, like so maybe May or May of 2017 or June of 2017.
Like June of 2017.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. June of 2017. Miss Williams, how tall are or what's your height?
5'9",
Okay, and then approximately how much do you weigh?
248.
Okay. And then I have this as your cell phone. What time of day do you prefer the attorneys to call you? Morning, evening, or afternoon?
Morning.
Okay. Did you have an email you had access to, Ms. Williams?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your email?
Is my first name PS? IETTA34@gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you for spelling that out for me. Okay. So, times of month did you use or year did you use Roundup? You used it, let's see, we said 2 times a month for 7 months. Okay. And then you did use Roundup a year before you were diagnosed, correct?
Correct.
How when did you start using Roundup? So you used it, you said you used it about 7 months out of the year, twice a month. So 14 times a year for 5 years. But do you know when you started using it? Was it like in 2000, like what, let's say 11, 2011, 2010? Is that when you started using it?
I think I saw from the beginning it was 2010.
Yeah, 2010. Okay. So 2010, like what? So beginning of what? April? Beginning
Yes,
of
the first
spring?
part of the beginning of spring
Okay. And then when was the
last
t
month.
last time you used it? Like
We
right?
said
'Cause you got diagnosed in May of 2016. So was it like right then, was it before?
it was after then, ma'am.
It was after you got diagnosed. So like what? When did you think you stopped using it?
I said June 2017.
2016? Okay, yeah, that sounds about right. Okay. And you stopped using it because you became ill.
Yes.
And needed medical attention, and then so you were spraying it monthly. Were you spraying it with a hand sprayer, a backpack, a tractor with a hose? How are you spraying it?
Backpack, ma'am,
Okay.
with the sprayer.
Okay. And then did you wear any type of like protection, like gloves or anything like that, or a mask?
Yes, ma'am. We would use gloves, but we had to pump it and then it was spray.
Okay. And then you were doing this in the residential
Yes, ma'am. We had a
area
lot of children playing.
around your property.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. And this was in the state of Alabama.
Great.
Residential, you were directly exposed. You were the one spraying it. You and your mom both were spraying it. And you were
Yes.
often Okay, and you were present on vacation around it. Okay, and then you have about 70 times of round, 70 different times of exposures to Roundup in your lifetime directly affected, correct? Around that?
Yes, ma'am, around
okay.
It or more, yes.
Yeah. Do you live by a water well, or do you get your water from a well?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides? Agent Orange or a Benzyne?
Maybe a Benzyne. Is that something that you add with it that you can help that kill weeds?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure. I know I probably should know this, but I think it has to do with, like, yeah, it's like one of the chemicals. Let me look. I know Agent Orange was like in some stuff and there was a lawsuit for that one, but let me look what this is. How are you doing today?
I have a really bad migraine, man. But other than that, I'm in remission, no cancer right now. So on that part, I'm okay.
Okay, good. Glad to hear that.
Sorry
about the loss.
Yeah,
I'm sorry about the loss of your mother. That's horrible. And my sympathy is there for you. And, you know, we'll do whatever we can to go ahead and see if we can file a claim for her as well. Yeah, Benzyne is just a chemical that's colorless or yellow liquid. It's basically very flammable. Yeah, it's just some type of chemical that they use or molecule for oil. It's associated with gasoline.
Yes, man. That was something that they told us that can help with the curvy vines that were growing up underneath our home and they were trying to grow up out of the walls.
Okay. When you used Roundup, did you use concentrate or premix?
It was concentrated.
Okay. And was this, were you getting this at like Home Depot, or where were you getting it at?
Walmart, Supercenter.
Okay. And that's the, where in Alabama is that?
That Walmart, it would have been in Selma. We always travel to Selma, Alabama.
Selman?
Selma, S-E-L-M-A.
All right, yeah, I found it. 1501 Alabama 14, Highway 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Do you still have any of it in your possession, or did you get?
Ma'am. We got rid of all of that. No, ma'am. I don't want to ever see that again. What I deal with, no, ma'am.
Okay. And did you have proof of purchases or any type of receipts or anything like that, or credit card receipts if needed?
Proof
of purchase? Yes. Okay.
I can have, I can show proof of purchase. But I've had a house fire, so then I didn't have this much, but I can show proof of purchase. Or I need to go purchase it.
Yeah. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed or no?
No.
Okay. Did you lose time from work because of surgery or treatment due to this condition?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When did you stop working because of it? Roughly.
I stopped working in 16. Yes, ma'am. When I got sick and I had to do the 6 cycles of chemo, I had to stop working all that because I was really weak.
Okay. Stopped working in 2016.
That 2015. That's when I was working at the nurse home. That was July 2015. I am so fired.
So it's 2015, not 2016.
Yes, ma'am. I am so sorry.
It's okay. I can just. I'll go up really quick and change it really quick. So we're gonna go back, and it was 2015 on all the dates. So hold on. Let me just go back and change this really quick. You've been through a lot, so it's okay. I don't mind doing this, so don't worry.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it. It's been terrible for me.
Yeah, no, my heart goes out to you. I don't think anyone should ever have to go through this. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate. I talk to people worldwide and they, you know, all over the country. And it's, and unfortunately, some of it's still on the shelves and it's poison.
That's bad. You know, it shouldn't be, because people have lost their lives and we have experienced things that we never experienced before, like dealing with chemo and going through all of that immunization. Oh, it was just a lot. It's just so much. I just try not to even think about it. I just pray and keep pushing, man.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Keep pushing. Okay, so your original diagnosis date would be 5/1/2015, okay? And then just make sure I change this all correctly right here. So was 2015. So you started spraying Roundup in 4/1/2010 and then stopped spraying it 6/1/2015?
June,
yeah. Okay. I changed the dates. We're okay. So we have stopped working in 2015 because you started doing chemo and radiation.
Yes.
And treatment. Okay. And then
yes,
have you ever
I
been in the, it's okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been in any other lawsuits or had any compensation disability claims?
No.
Convicted of a crime or filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. Do you know your diagnosing physician's name? Do you know your doctor, your chemo doctor's name?
Let me see. Doc.
Or where?
Dr. Steven. Hold on 1 second. 1 second. I remember the name. It was.
Or where the hospital was that you were treated at?
I know it, Dr. Steven Davidson. I remember now. Dr. Steven Davidson.
Steven Davidson?
Yes, ma'am. And that was at Prattville Baptist Hospital.
Okay, so David Steven Hospital, he's in Montgomery.
Prattville.
Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, he's at 4145 Carmichael Road in Montgomery. Alabama 36106. That's his main office.
That's his main office. Okay. Yeah, I was there at the Prairie Bed Hospital.
He was at Central Alabama. Let's see. Hold on. He's an oncologist, right?
Okay.
Oncologist?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And he's at Baptist Medical Center. That's where you saw him.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I got it. Did you go to Baptist Medical Center East or South?
This in Montgomery. This is Baptist Hospital, Prattville Baptist Hospital. I don't know whether East or South. I can't answer that right now. We'll
it's okay.
South.
Let me look. Okay. Baptist Medical Center. Let's see. Yeah, in Montgomery. Okay, perfect. It's at 2105 South or East South Boulevard, Montgomery.
Yes, ma'am. It's in Prattville.
It's in Whatville?
Prattville, Prattville.
Okay, let me look. Yeah, there's a lot of hospitals, so I apologize. Baptist.
Yes, ma'am. 1, 2, 4, South Memorial.
124, what did you say?
4 South Memorial Drive, Prattville, Alabama.
Yep, I found it.
3-6-0-6-8. You got it?
Yep. Thank you. Yeah, they changed it. Now it's called Prattville Baptist Hospital. They always change the
Correct.
Name. Yeah, they always change the name.
Oh,
wait, hold on. Okay.
So ma'am, I don't know what went on, but I was dealing with a loss and with memory and all of that. I mean,
it's okay. Don't even worry. It's totally fine. Don't worry about that. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
It is okay. You're doing great. I mean, I hate to ask you this, but when did your mom pass?
My mom passed in June of 22, ma'am.
Okay. So sorry to hear that.
It seems like yesterday. Yeah, it still seems just so fresh. It don't even seem like that 2 years.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Thank you for that, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's a wound that I never heal. I say not much.
Oh no, yeah, you can't. Nothing will ever replace your mom. Nothing. Hold on one moment. I have to put all this information in, so I'm almost there. Trying to go as fast as I can for you, so you can get on with the rest of your day and not have to think about this right now. So you do have records you could show if you needed to. This diagnosis has impacted your life significantly. I mean, your mom passed away from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma as well as cancer due to this. And what else how else has it affected your life?
In a whole lot of ways. And that was a hobby of mine without flowers and stuff and keeping down weeds. I don't really go out and do much around the house anymore.
You used to like to garden and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yes,
I'm so sorry. So sorry to hear that. Something you enjoyed so much. Yeah. Been taken. That breaks my heart. My heart goes out to you.
Yes, ma'am. I don't do any of that. It's just between me on a day-to-day basis. I used to love to do that, but dealing with that, I don't want to ever encounter anything. So I'm kind of skeptical and scared about all of that.
Being outside in the garden.
Uncle Charles, remember when me and my mom used to do that, we got to stick with it. And then I had that cancer. Mm-hmm. I was talking to them about that. Yeah, back in 2000. I'm sorry, ma'am. I was talking.
It's okay. No. Here. Take your time.
Yeah.
Because
you think I'm doing okay?
Our mother passed away.
You back in 2016 when I had all that time. Well, my mama got sick for her, and I got sick for her, because she wanted to die to study. It wasn't this one, was it? So, I'm going to go pull up, and we're just talking, I apologize.
Oh, you're fine. I'm updating the file. I'm adding a bunch of stuff to make it, I said, because they just ask these questions, so I just put, impact, because it does help support your case. I just put impacted life tremendously with health issues and her hobby of being outside in the garden. Her mother and her mother also passed away from NHL due to Roundup. So she has been directly affected. Her life has completely changed due to this diagnosis. What type of treatment have you received because of the NHL? You've done chemo, radiation, surgery?
Yes, ma'am. I did chemo, and then what is immunization? To boost my
immunizations.
Exactly. Yes, ma'am. My immune system. I've taken painkillers.
Is it painful? I wondered about NHL. Like, how does it? Is it the radiation chemo that's painful, or is it the actual like cancer that's painful? Just out of curiosity, I'm sorry to ask.
Curiosity, I understand it. Yes, ma'am. I would say it's both the injection of the chemo mainly.
Yeah, because it's so hard on your body.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Well, you know, the manufacturer. So, you know, the attorneys we work with, they go after the manufacturer, and that's who needs to be held responsible. I mean, they knew what poisons they were putting into their products, and yeah.
Yeah, these are dangerous poison. Yes, ma'am. That messed up a lot of people. May I ask that? I was just asking what law firm when he called me. I didn't get this.
I'm gonna send you.
Do I know them?
Yeah, so I'm gonna give you all their information prior to me even hanging up on the phone with you, and then I'm gonna also give you my direct phone number. Miss Williams, my name's Courtney, and I'll be the one assisting you. With your claim. So at any times, like, you have any questions, need to get connected to the attorneys or anything like that, you can call me directly. I'm going to send you a text message. I'm going to text you from a 949 phone number. So go ahead and save my phone number. Hold on 1 second.
Oh my goodness, Courtney, my phone is shut down. I'm plugging it up, but it's still going to shut down. I didn't even know it. OMG.
Okay, here's my phone number. We're almost finished. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you the documents for you to review and sign. Once you've reviewed and signed the documents,